sometimes. Let's go to the Word now. Special message. Thank God we live in America. Amen? So let's put our focus right here. I believe you can do that for about 25 minutes. Let's focus. I want to encourage you about your country. And God gets the credit for this great nation. Amen? 4th of July, it comes sometimes. We have parties. We see some fireworks. That's about it. That's a shame. And years ago, Fellowship, we said, that ain't happening with us. You're going to learn about it. You're going to know where you came from. Amen? Nobody taught me this stuff, by the way, when I was a kid. You know? And so, it's my honor to be able to share with you today. Let's go with the message. I'm excited about it. Say it with me loud. I need your help. That's how we do church here. Let's go. Thank God we live in America. Here we go. Let's go with the message this morning. Throughout history, most revolutions replace one set of rulers with another set. Okay? But the revolution of America placed political authority, say it with me, in the hands of the... It makes you different. Keep looking. Come on. Can you say it with me? When you see it, come on. You're doing good, church. Most nations of the world derive some meaning and purpose from some unifying quality. Now just follow me here. Ethnic character. Common religion. Shared history. But keep looking. But America is different. America is different than any other nation in the world. America was founded on the basis of particular what? Principles about what? Man, liberty, and government. So not ethnic character, not based on we have the common religion, even though we are a Christian nation. But no, it was on principles. This nation founded on principles. C.K. Chesterton said the following, America is the, say it with me, only nation in the world founded on a creed. That's what holds us together. Wow, that won't work. A creed? What is that? That creed, say it with me, is the what? The Declaration of Independence. And we're celebrating that this week. Amen. 4th of July, and we get it kick-started early on the 3rd. Well, getting it kick-started early today, ain't we? Amen? So, the Declaration of Independence is that creed that we're founded on that makes us different than any other nation in the what? World. Does that make us special here? Absolutely. Who gets the credit? God does. Praise Him this morning. Come on, make some noise this morning. You mean I live in a nation that's unique and the only nation like this in the whole world? Yeah, you. Pretty special, huh? Say. Okay? Maybe that'll help you not feel so pitiful about yourself. Are you listening? Say. You have opportunity. Okay? If you travel abroad, I've done a lot of traveling. How many has traveled abroad around the world a lot in this room? You travel abroad around this world, I'll tell you what, you come back here, it'll cause you to hush your mouth. And hit the floor. Amen. And give God glory and praise. Amen. Okay. But we can get complacent. You're the only nation in the world founded on such a thing. The Declaration of Independence. It's a statement of inherent rights. Of proper purpose of government. The limits of political authority. The Declaration of Independence. President Harry Truman stated, October 26, 1945. Being an American is more than a matter of where you or your parents come from. It's a belief that all men are created. Do you see that word? Say that word right there, man. Created what? Free and equal. Well, my mama from here, my daddy from here. Hey, let me tell you something. America's bigger than that, guys. It's about us being created by Almighty God. And we've been created what? Free. And we are what? Okay? That should help you feel a bit better about yourself, shouldn't it? Say, come on, be created by God. You matter. Amen? Equal? Absolutely. Can you say it with me? Come on. All right, Noah, how you doing? You going to sleep on me, son? Good, don't make me jump over on you. Today in the United States of America, we're a community of 50 states. Now, Roger, we're going to roll it, brother. I ain't going to make it. Our economy produces 1/4 of the world's wealth, in case you didn't know that. Our military is the strongest in the world. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on, you ought to clap. And this didn't just happen, guys. God gets all the credit. It didn't just happen. We're foolish when we think like we're arrogant. This is God gets His glory. In 1776, it was not that way, guys. Let's roll back a little bit. About 250 years almost. Amen? We were surrounded by hostile powers. And on July 4th, 1776, there was a unanimous declaration of what? Can you imagine surrounded by hostile powers? Yet you're going to make a statement to all these hostile powers that you're independent? That's exactly what they did. A unanimous, not one, held back. And everyone knew when they signed this paper, they were basically signing in blood for you and me. It's incredible. Unanimous. Isn't that a nice thing? We see the fighting going on in Congress all day. I need this vote, that vote, this. Boy, wasn't it nice back in the day, say. There's always good room for disagreement. I understand that. But this is something men want to be united on. A unanimous declaration of independence was made, say it with me, by the what? Second Continental Congress. The opening of the Declaration of Independence. I'd like to read it. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature, say it with me, entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are what? Created equal. That they are endowed by their what? Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are, say it with me, life, liberty, and the pursuit. Woo! Praise the Lord! Come on! How y'all doing today? Is this Declaration of Independence and free in America boring you to tears? Good. 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 Thank God we what? All right. How you feeling? Feeling glad about where you live? Hey, God's getting some glory today and some credit today at the Fellowship Church. Okay? Let's break it down a little bit. The laws of nature and nature's God what? Entitle them. They believed that they were entitled. Now, I ain't that crazy about people that have an entitlement mentality. Okay? I am not. Well, but you know, I want me some too. How about work? Amen? Say. Okay? Hello? But they were dead on. They were spot on. Oh, yeah. They believed they were entitled. They had a right or a claim to separate and equal station. That America had the right to become a separate nation. Okay? They believe that. Because the laws of what? And nature's God. Isn't that incredible? They built this whole freedom and independence thing on the laws of nature and nature's who? I bet you can't have God in America. That's the dumbest thing on the planet. You would have no America if there was no God. Do you hear me? You would have no Declaration of Independence. You'd have nothing to base the Declaration of Independence on. But now in our arrogance, we push God out. Don't need Him. See, we got the Declaration. We got the fireworks now, don't we? Warning. God's big on God. Say that with me. God is big on God. God ain't big on you or me. Now, He loved us. He gave His Son for us. But when it comes to glory and credit, He wants all of it. You hear me today? Okay? But they based the whole thing on Him. Did I lose you or not? Entitled. That word means something born inside of them. It was not man-made. This feeling of freedom and independence was on the inside of these men. And it's on the inside of you and me. But oppressors and rulers, they try to push it down and stamp it out. Amen? And false religion. You hearing me? Yes or no? Okay? But it's there. Freedom. The word means God ordained it. He made it. He put it inside of us. This quest for freedom. They made their case, their claim, their right to freedom on the very premise, say it with me, that what? God has ordained this. Well, that's why men will take that pen. We call it, give me your blank. Give me your what? Your John what? Can I have your John Hancock? Why do we say that? Because the Declaration of Independence, when you look at the Declaration of Independence, there's the prettiest name of all of them is John Hancock. Can you imagine signing something so nice as a John Hancock on the Declaration of Independence, knowing you're signing that with your blood, basically? He was that committed. Did you hear me or not? They believed this, and that's why it was unanimous. It was a belief not just in each other. It was a belief in God. And if God is for us, say it with me, who can? Greater is He that's in than He that's in the... Are you hearing it? Say, these men couldn't assign this. Being atheist. Are you kidding me? That's all man-made junk. That's funny how atheists get so smart, ain't it, and start talking about God at the founding of a country. Oh, but then we're not anymore. That's the dumbest thing on the planet. You can go and research, and a lot of research has been done on all the signers. I think there were 55. And like 50 of them were devout, solid believers in Christ. I hate to say it, I love you guys in this room, but I doubt our math's that high in this room this morning. Hello? Say. It's amazing. And that's not to say the other five or so weren't believers. This is where this all came from. We hold these truths to be what? Self-evident. I got to keep moving. Self-evident. Obvious to everyone. That's what the word means. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, Romans 1. For God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are what? Evident, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without what? Excuse. Okay? Certain things are just evident. You ought to be able to go out of here today and look up in the sky, go down to that beach, whatever. Just you don't have to leave the room. Just look at you. Look at us. We're created. We're different. We're incredible. We have a Creator. It should be evident to you. You shouldn't have to worry with this. That you should know you have a Creator. In the beginning, first verse in the Bible, in the beginning, God did what? Created the heaven and the... That's how crazy we are. First verse we don't even get. Are you kidding me here? You can get this. Our signers did what? They got it, didn't they? Y'all with me so far? Keep going. That all men are created equal. The word created means to bring into existence. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Say that last part with me. And man became a living... Where'd you come from? God. God made you in His image. Genesis 1, verse 26, 27. In His likeness. But you don't think you're worth anything? You kidding me? God created you in His image, in His likeness, and you live in America. You can do anything. Did you hear me say? You can go as high as you want to go, Noah. Did you hear me, son?
because you have the freedom to do so. And this is a great country. Can we praise the Lord? Come on. We ought to just be doing this all morning. Come on. Come on. Let's keep moving, Rog. We're rolling. That they are endowed by their Creator. The word endowed. The one who brought them into existence. Okay? With certain inalienable rights. Let's keep moving. Alien. Let's learn what unalienable. With certain unalienable rights. That's just not a word we use. Unalienable. Unalienable. That's just not a word we use a lot. So let's break that word down. An alien is what? Foreign or from the outside. So unalien would be the opposite of that. Is that right? Unalien. We were endowed by our Creator with certain what? Unalienable rights. That means that freedom's on the inside of you. It's in your DNA. It's just something when you look deep, you know. I've been created like anybody else. I should have the rights like anybody else has, of freedom to pursue happiness. Does that make sense? It's on the inside of us, guys. You don't have to study this. Now, it can be beat out of you by rulers and oppressors. Down through centuries, you can think you're nothing and believe you're nothing and you have no power. But when you tap into God and to His Word, there is no way you can read the Word of God. God Himself created you in His image. We sinned. He gives His one and only Son to die on the cross so we can have everlasting life. We are His most precious possession. That's who we are. It's down inside of us. Amen? Say. Great God we have. It's undeniable that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They made their case for freedom on its natural. God put it inside of us. It's obvious to everyone. Freedom is in our DNA. Amen? Did you hear all that? Amen? Praise the Lord. So they rejected the tyranny of who? The king of Great Britain. You need to know that. Say that with me so you don't think this. You can know something. Come on. So they rejected the who? The tyranny of the over the 13 United States. That is your Declaration of Independence. It's not just a statement, Jack. It's a rejection of you, king. And I'm not going to read it today, but we have a message out there on that that takes you through each one of these things that they rejected to. And that is in the Declaration of Independence. They didn't hide it. It wasn't like saying, we're free. We declare ourselves free. So we're free. There we go. We're free. No. They said, we're free. God gave us this right to be free. And you know what? We're not going to take it anymore. And you're wrong. And here's what we believe about your being wrong. Okay? And we're not going to live like that anymore. You understand? Say. That's why when they signed this, they signed it basically in blood. We've also done some messages on the lives of the signers. If you go back, the things they lost, the fortunes they lost. Some of them lost their lives. They lost their kids. Okay? Very few fared well at all. Okay? Yeah. A couple of them became president. But that was no picnic either, by the way. Amen? Back in those days, especially. Amen? Can we say it again? Thank God we live in America. We're making it through the message. The closing of the Declaration of Independence. So we did the beginning. The bulk of the Declaration is about the king, standing against the king. Then you've got the closing of the Declaration of Independence. I'd like to read it. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled, appealing, say it with me, to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies solemnly publish and declare that these united colonies are and of right ought to be, say it with me, free and independent. Boy, you ought to remember this, guys. Come on, we can slip over this. We don't watch it.
The right to be free, and don't forget this part, independent what? Say that again. Independent. One more time. Independent. We forget that sometimes. This isn't a monarchy in America. That's what we got out from under. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Well, that's just what they say, what Washington says. Did you know we can object? Yes or no? Say. Because your independence is based on this. To be free and independent what? States. And sometimes we get mad at other states because they do something that, you know, that might be more conservative or more liberal than we like. But you know that's their right? Say. That's their right in these United States of America. Now, I wish everybody was conservative like me. Amen? But different states can have different choices. Do you hear me? Yes or no? That's why you need something even more than this to run your life, and that's called the Word of the Living God. You hear me? Yes or no? And that ain't up for opinion. That's a thus says the Lord right there. Amen? And you'll all do better, and I'll do better if we live like that. So, keep going. So free and independent states that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown. I mean, I don't know how much plainer English than you can say that. And that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain, say it with me, is and ought to be. Anybody here from England today? You're here to visiting a service today. No, I have them all the time. British people here all the time. And I love you guys. But based on the Declaration of Independence, this one of y'all even come here. But this thing was just ugly sometimes. I'm telling you. These guys, they just cut the corn and laid it out. But that's what you do when you break like that. Amen? You hear me or not? Now I got all those folks mad at me. Here we go. And that is free and independent states, said it again, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do, and for the support of this declaration, 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 with a firm reliance, say it with me, on the protection of divine providence. Can you say this last part? We forgot this sometimes in America. Can you say it with us? We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. Sometimes, if you're not careful, you can read a little bit of the Declaration of Independence, and you can lose really what it was all about. Hopefully this morning you felt a little of it again. This was no picnic. Wow. Thank God we live in America. Amen. Come on, praise the Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Give you the glory and the credit. And I don't know if you noticed it or not, but through the Declaration of Independence, they were giving God the glory and the credit. And not only that, the basis for what they were doing. What a great example to us. With a firm reliance, some of these words, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. They had to trust in God. They had to put their faith in God. America didn't just happen. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. That still works for you and me today. Amen? Come on. On the protection of divine providence. Divine providence. What does that mean? It means God's guidance. It means God's care. It means God to supply. It means God to equip. It means God to go before us. Can you imagine signing this document? Basically, you had to rely on God for what was going to happen. Craziness, huh? We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor. We are so weak today. Many of us. Even as brothers and sisters in Christ, we'll cut on each other, bite on each other, put each other down. We got the power of the Holy Spirit living in us. And listen, we can't even pull that off. We're crazy. You listening to me or not? We can learn something from this. This is crazy. America, God bless what they did, and look at us today. It's incredible. You hearing me? Shoot, I'm 51 years old. Born poor as dirt in Rockingham, North Carolina. Sitting here preaching with you guys today. Had the freedom to go to the beach this afternoon if I want to. Building a church for the glory of God. We can even go crazy and say, let's do it debt-free. Because we can. Aren't you blessed? Say. I mean, I just think I'm happier about being American than I've ever been in my life. You hear me? I want you to feel that way. I want you to feel that way. And if you don't like this kind of preaching sometimes around the calendar, you're not going to like me. You hear me? We love America. It's got flaws. Sure it does. You got flaws. We love you. I got flaws. You love me. Amen? Come on, guys. Thank God we live in America. Because we were created by God. We were created equal. We were meant to be free. It's natural for us to be free. Freedom is in our what? Come on, freedom is in our... I believe it's in everybody's DNA. But rulers, oppressors, where they live in the world, it can't be expressed. They don't even know it's there. Wow, these 55 signers did something for us, didn't they? They let us unlock a part of us that could have been put down forever. Did you hear me? Freedom is in our DNA. One last time, Roger, we done? Here we go. Say it loud with me, would you? Come on. Thank God we live in? Praise the Lord this morning. Come on, that's a good word. That's a good word. It's a good word. Good word. Amen. Noah, did you learn anything today?